The community healthcare clinic in Bloomington Normal is 25 years old. Mike Romanoli is 9 months into his tenure as director, though he's been with the clinic for 15 years. Romanoli joins us to talk about the clinic, its successes and challenges, new offerings, such as a dental clinic that began operating in February.
It's very, very busy, because February 1st, Dr. Pecora, he and Dr. Stedman are our co-dental directors. So that first Friday, we're like, all right, we'll see a couple people, figure it out. You know, because I was the dummy patient. I thought, if equipment's going to break, do it in my mouth. You know, so we were kind of like, all right, we'll do it, get a couple people in, just get flow down, that kind of stuff. So that was that Friday. The following Monday morning, I mean, phone was ringing off the hook. So we knew the service was needed, but at that point it was like, okay.
So how did it become so well known so quickly?
One person tells another person, and they tell a person, and yeah. So because we kind of handpicked the first three, they had major needs, but also they're patients of ours for a long time. So we knew that we would get a little grace, you know, if it was a cluster that first day. But yeah, so they were super pleased, and then just told a friend who told a friend, and then from there it grew rapidly. Because, I mean, we're 25 years on the medical side, but that same amount of growth we're kind of experiencing, like, super compressed right now. So it's full on, like, growing pains, capacity season right now. But
so what do you provide in services, and how many people do you serve?
Sure. So we are very proud to be fully comprehensive. So we are all the way from cleanings through full dentures. So we're doing fillings and extractions and caps and crowns and all that stuff. And whatever your regular dentist office does, we do at the clinic as well. And we're right now, as of this past Friday, I think Bridget said we're right on 160 individuals, but we're almost 600 visits on those folks.
Why is that? You know, normally a person will go in, what, every 6 months?
Every 6 months, right.
They may have a minor need. You fill a cavity, you do a crown. But mostly it's the cleanings. But that indicates a fairly high density of treatment need.
It does. Because a lot of our folks have not seen a dentist for many, many years. And when you, it's funny, you know, when you neglect cleanings, that kind of compounds everything else. So on a lot of our patients, we're doing cleanings to get to what we need to do. You know, and we, with those folks, a lot of them, it's a four-visit cleaning. So you numb them up and then clean a quadrant at a time. Because if you can do it without an anesthetic, but you can get way more work done if you just get them numbed up. Because it's uncomfortable, you know, to take off 20 years of plaque, you know. And I didn't know that before we started this. And it's like cement. So Bridget, you know, we've got all the equipment for it, but it's work. I mean, she's working, you know, to get it off. So it's, those patients just require more visits. And oftentimes when you remove, you know, 20 years of stuff, you can uncover kind of what the problems are. Because on x-ray, you can see it, but you need to get the plaque off before you can work on it. And a lot of people were either finding more problems than we thought, or you get it cleaned off and there's less. Because, you know, with a lot of folks, they'll have had extractions in the past, but no replacement, of course. So you're kind of hunting for, do we have enough teeth to save to put a partial in, or do we just pull them and do a full denture? But that is not, the story there is not fully true until you get all that stuff cleaned off. Because a lot of our patients will have, basically it's the tartar and plaque that's holding the tooth in place.
Ooh.
So once you get it clean, now that tooth is loose, you know, so. But then on some other folks, you clean them up, and the tooth will actually be a little bit loose, but with proper home care, you can get it stabilized again.
Well, having neglected their dental health for so long, are these people going to do proper home care?
Absolutely. And a lot of them, we've been incredibly pleased with our patients and how they are doing the home care. They're super appreciative for the service, which I think really kind of incentivizes that home care. Because we can tell them, like, all right, here's the deal. You've got four good ones in the front. So if you do what you're supposed to do, we can save them, you know, and then just do a partial, which is a lot easier than a full denture. So, and there's a lot of things that, regardless of, I mean, the cleaning every 6 months is there for a reason, because even home brushing and flossing, you can't fix it all. So regardless of socioeconomic status, if I didn't go to the dentist for 20 years, I'd have the same problems, because you just can't do it all at home. You don't, it's not the right tools, you know.
So the health department has a program for kids,
right,
for dental care. You have a program for under and uninsured people for dental care. A number of dentists around town, a lot of them, in fact, do the occasional free referral from somebody who's low income and doesn't have the means to do it.
Mm-hmm.
at 160 patients plus these other options, are you even touching the need in the community?
Not even scratching the surface, because we've got 1,200 established patients as it is on the medical side. So that's kind of our patient base right now. So we're not even, you know, we're, what, 10%, 11% through that group.
Are they all going to need dental?
Not urgently. So right now we've got our list of, we're kind of working our way down the triage list of who needs the most work first. But for my nurse practitioners, you know, it's great to see somebody in the exam room who comes in with, you know, swelled up and dental pain and all that, and just send them down the hallway, which is great because, you know, get them antibiotic, get the x-rays in, make them an appointment. So we're the speed that we're able to address things now is just awesome.
Mike Romanoli is the director of the Community Healthcare Clinic of Bloomington Normal. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I appreciate it.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's only locally owned and operated broadcast media outlet.